I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. We're going to be talking about how to build a six-figure WordPress business without selling anything. So I'm really excited about having this conversation with you guys because the other day, the last time the Double Stackers and I got together, our last call, we were talking about this very thing, about how do you onboard these high-value, long-term clients, and how can you do it in a way that doesn't feel uncomfortable, that's not pushy, that's not salesy, you know, all of those types of, negative things that make you feel like you don't want to go out and approach clients. How can you actually build a six-figure WordPress business without selling anything? And the key to it is making this transformation from selling into serving. So what we're going to talk about today are, three big things. So first, I'm going to go through five reasons why making this transformation into more of a serving mentality instead of a selling mentality, why that's the most important fundamental transformation you can make for your business. I'm going to give you five reasons why that is. Then after that, we're going to talk about three ways that you can identify selling versus serving. So like, how do you know if what you're doing is selling or if you're serving? What does that look like? How can you figure all that out? And so that you can kind of identify whether or not you're doing it the right way, so to speak. And then the third step of this conversation that we're going to have today is five reasons why serving is actually going to enable you to build this six-figure business as opposed to selling, which is just going to burn you out. And so that's the structure. We're going to go through why you want to make the shift into serving, how you can identify selling versus serving, and then we're going to talk about why serving is actually going to enable you to hit your income goals, to get the business structure in place that's going to enable you to really make a difference for yourself and for your clients. And so let's dive into it. So the first thing, five reasons why you want to start serving your clients rather than selling to them. And so the first reason is this entirely changes your mindset. It fundamentally shifts the way that you think about your business, your clients, the way that you, the type of work you do, all of those types of things. It fundamentally changes because now, instead of just trying to offer the things that you know how to do and then hope somebody buys them, what your mindset is now is like, how can you structure the things that you know how to do in such a way that you can deploy that skill set in a way that's going to drive the results that your clients are really counting on you for? That's a fundamentally different thing compared to just offering a bunch of different services and then hoping your clients can kind of just buy them. And when you make this shift towards the serving mentality, you're going to find that thing number two is it changes the pricing of what you offer dramatically. This is the key to like 5 to 10xing your price points without pricing yourself out of the market, because nobody or very few people are approaching their clients with this kind of attitude, with this kind of mentality. And instead, almost everybody is out there selling websites, selling SEO, graphic design, branding, mobile responsiveness, you know, whatever it is that they know how to do, they go out there and just ask their clients to buy those things. And that's why most people's websites look like an online resume of all the technical skills they can do. They're trying to sell those services. And, you know, we've gotten to a point now where clients just aren't buying it. And why not? Why are clients not buying it? Because everybody knows. You know, I know, the clients know, everybody knows. And if you just put a website out there, it's not going to perform. You have to do more than that. You have to make sure that the tools that you set up continue to perform. And that involves long-term relationships. That involves monthly retainers. That involves doing things to keep the tools working for your clients to drive those business outcomes. And when you show up with the mindset of being able to deliver the kinds of results your clients are counting on you for, that's going to enable you to dramatically increase your pricing without pricing yourself out of the market because you're not offering the same sort of a thing anymore. So thing number two, why it's so important to make this shift is it changes your pricing. Thing number three is it changes the relationships you have with your clients. So in this old selling mentality, what people will do is they'll try to find a client and then they'll sell them a website. Then they'll build the website as fast as they can, because the faster they build it, the higher their margins are going to be. And then what they'll do is they'll just hop on to the next client and do the same thing over and over again. And so you end up with these short-term relationships where you do what I call client hopping. Hey, thumbs up. Hey, if you, by the way, I always get so excited about these conversations. I tend to just jump right into it. And then when somebody, you know, leaves a comment or you know, sends a thumbs up or whatever, it reminds me to say a couple of things. First things first, I'm Lee Blue. I'm the founder of the Double Stack Program. And, you know, what we're talking about here is how to build high-value WordPress websites. And if you have any questions or want to talk about any of this stuff live, then absolutely feel free to leave a comment, leave a question. And as I see them coming, we'll address them. And then on top of that, we also do have a podcast available. So if you are you can't catch these things live and you want to, you know, take them with you on the go in the car or whatever, they're available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, all that stuff. So so now with that out of the way, let's kind of jump back into it here. So so what we were talking about is how it changes, how when you shift from selling to serving, it fundamentally changes your relationships with your clients. And you move away from this client hopping mentality where you locate a client, you try to sell them what you can do. Hopefully they'll buy it. We'll talk about some objections here in a minute, but hopefully they'll eventually buy it at some point, at some price. And then you do the work as fast as you can. You're not really giving yourself the opportunity to do your best work, because you have to do your fastest work. And oftentimes your fastest work is not your best work. And you're in the price points and the time frames are such that you can't do your best work in order to hit the income goals that you have. You have to sell too many websites. You have to land too many clients in order to be able to do your best work. And that's ripping everybody off. It's ripping you off because you're not enjoying your work as much. You're having to rush. You're feeling stressed out. You have to land clients. You're spending a ton of time doing non-billable work, trying to hunt down clients all the time. It's ripping your client off because they don't really need a website. They need the results that come from implementing an online strategy effectively. A website's only a piece of that. And so what they're really counting on you for is some kind of leadership, you know, some kind of step-by-step process for how they can use a variety of online tools to really drive results for their business. And so if you're just doing this client hopping, short-term relationship, just build a website kind of a thing, you're ripping them off. You're not giving them the results that they're counting on you for, and that's a big problem. And it doesn't stop there. You're ripping their customers off too, because your clients probably can do something fantastic or have a really cool product that would really make a difference for a lot of people. But if all you're doing is building a website and no one's there to actually use the tools that you've implemented, they're not going to be able to get their message out. Their brand is going to have no visibility. They're not going to be connecting into the clients that they want to be serving. And so you're really ripping their customers off too. So everybody's got a bad problem with this short-term relationship client hopping mentality. But when you make the shift to serving your clients, you change the nature of the relationship so that you're there on an ongoing basis to really drive the results that you need to be doing for your clients. So that's a big difference. So thing number three is it changes the nature of your relationships. Four is it sets you apart from everybody else. Very few people are out there with the mentality of serving their clients. Now, I don't mean to say that everybody's out there trying to rip off their clients or that they have some sort of, you know, bad motive behind what they're doing. It's oftentimes it's just out of desperation, or that's the only thing they know how to do, or they haven't figured out how to structure any sort of a monthly relationship with their clients that goes beyond just hosting the website or maybe having a couple of prepaid hours to do whatever they ask you to do, you know, just to kind of be a virtual assistant or something like that. Again, that's a very, very low value approach to monthly retainers. And that's not to say you can't offer hosting or whatever, offer that, but that's just a tiny piece of the overall picture. And so when you show up with this mentality where you're really going to come alongside your client and on an ongoing basis continue to contribute to their business, that sets you apart from everybody else. That enables you to charge far more than everyone else because you're fundamentally offering a different type of thing compared to everyone else who's out there just selling websites. So thing number four is when you shift into this serving mentality, it fundamentally sets you apart from everybody else. And then the fifth thing is it allows you to serve your clients at a much higher level of integrity than it otherwise would if you're just selling websites to people. And in a minute, I'm going to talk to you about why that is. And, you know, what do I mean by integrity? And, you know, why is selling websites, you know, a lower level of integrity than serving your clients? And it comes down to the point that if you're just selling these websites, you oftentimes are addressing problems that aren't necessarily really critical issues for your clients. You know, we're going to talk about the ownership of problems here in just a minute, but the overall approach of serving clients, what I mean when I say that is you uncover the real issues that need to be resolved, and then you provide a full comprehensive solution to actually hit those goals. And when you operate at that level, that's a fundamentally different thing than saying, hey, do you want, you know, I noticed your website is not mobile ready. Do you want me to fix that for you? You know, those are two very, very different things. And so, you know, the fifth reason that you want to shift into this serving mentality, the serving concept, is because it enables you to operate with leadership and at a higher level of integrity than you otherwise would be able to, because you know what you're offering is something that's going to be a positive return on your client's investment, and that it's going to be what they're really looking for to achieve the goals that they have in mind. And you're not relying on them to somehow connect the dots between what you're offering and how to get what they're really looking for out of those services. So those are five reasons to start serving your clients and why making this shift is a fundamentally different type of thing compared to just selling websites, just selling branding, just selling a logo, just selling whatever it might be, whatever the services are. So that's a really critical thing to talk about. So now we're kind of moving into, you know, phase two of our conversation today. I want to talk to you about what does selling really look like? How do you know if that's what you're doing? And, you know, what is this structure of like a selling type conversation with the client so that you can identify it, so that you can say, hey, does this sound like me? Am I doing this? And, you know, how can I get out of it? And then in a minute, we're going to talk about what is it like if you're serving a client. So we're going to be able to contrast those two things. So the general idea behind selling is, you know, the first thing you do is you present your products and services to your clients. And so what that means is you tell them the types of things that you can do, like the details of what you can deliver. And so you say, you know, I can do websites, I can do SEO, I can do branding, I can do, you know, I'm a photographer, I can do videography, you know, whatever the things are that you can do, your skill sets, you mention those things to your clients. And and then, hey, great information. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And so so what you end up doing is you list out the types of things that you have. So like kind of in your mind, you visualize yourself sort of in a shopping mall or a grocery store or something, and you're putting the products on the shelf. You're kind of presenting what you have to offer. And then, you know, the step two of that is you begin to tell people what those things will do for them. And so, you know, imagine if you've ever seen any of those like infomercials on TV or something. I mean, that's the definition of what I'm talking about when I'm referring to selling rather than serving. Is you say, yo, I've got this gadget, I've got this thing, here's what it can do for you. And, you know, then kind of you sort of step three is you sort of ask people to buy it. But in the step two part where you begin to tell people what these things can do for them, you sometimes will talk about the results that will come. Like say, you know, some piece of exercise equipment, you know, on those 2 a.m. infomercials, whatever, you see somebody, you know, working out or whatever, and you're like, hey, if you do this, you're gonna get abs, you're gonna lose weight, whatever the results are, you might talk about that. So like in the context of what we're talking about here, you know, you can say, hey, you know what, if we do this or whatever, your site will load faster, or you'll get, you know, better results on Google if we do this SEO stuff, or your mobile users will have a much better experience if we kind of change the theme up so it's responsive and whatever. And so so that's kind of the concept behind talking about the results of that your clients might experience. But I don't want you to be confused, because even though you're talking about results, and that's something that you're going to be talking about with regard to serving as well, but the selling concept of if you're talking about the results, it's not serving your clients, because the results that you're talking about are disconnected from the problems that they are experiencing. We're going to talk a little bit about that in a minute, about what does it mean to have a disconnected result. But the point is that if the client doesn't own the problem, then when you offer a solution to the problem, it doesn't resonate with them. And it makes them feel like you're just selling to them, and that they have to connect the dots between what you're offering and whether or not that's going to get them what they really want out of out of your services. Because here's the bottom line. You know what? Nobody wants a website. Nobody wants SEO. Nobody wants a new logo. Nobody wants any of that stuff except for one thing. And the one thing is they want the results that come from having implemented all of those things successfully. And so you're putting the burden on them to connect the dots between, if I do X, Y, and Z, will it actually produce the results that I'm looking for? And that's one of the characteristics of selling, is that is you're making the client figure out whether or not your services will actually get them the results that they want. Even though you may be talking about results, the results may be disconnected from the problems that they're experiencing. And so kind of where things kind of go off the rails with regard to selling, and this kind of step two, when you're telling people what your stuff can do for them, is that disconnect between the results and the problems that your clients have. So that's kind of thing number two. Thing number three, where you can kind of identify what selling looks like, is you get to the point now where you've shown people what you've got, you tell them what it will do for them, and then you ask them to buy your stuff. And so you present an offer of some sort, and there's a price on the offer, and you hope that they buy it, right? They say yes, and that you onboard this new client. The problem is, they oftentimes will reject the offer. So at least initially, they'll say, hey, you know, that sounds great, but, and then they'll say, maybe the price is too high. And last session, we actually talked about like a bunch of, like, I forget, maybe like five or so of the most common objections that clients provide to, or clients give when you try to onboard them. And so like, if that's something that happens for you, go back to last week's session and check it out, and we'll iterate through like the most common objections, how to handle them. And most of them come from this selling mentality. And so what will happen is, client, let's say they object on the price or whatever. So then what will happen is, if you're in the selling mentality, what you'll do is you'll lower the price, or you'll downgrade the proposal in some way, so that, you know, you don't give them all the stuff, you just give them a portion of the stuff for a lower price. And, you know, somehow maybe now it's more palatable to them because the price is lower, and you begin to negotiate in that way. And of course, that's a big problem, because if you're actually serving the client, providing a solution to, you know, to get them out of the problem, like, you know, get them more leads, get them more revenue, get them more repeat customers, get them more brand visibility, get them whatever it is that they really need to have, you know, if you begin to just give them just half of it, they're not going to get the results they're counting on you for. So lowering the price is a telltale sign of selling, not serving, because if you were serving, you wouldn't offer them half of what they need in order to get the results that they're looking for. So like, if you broke your leg and you went to the doctor, and they say, well, yeah, I'll put your leg in a cast here, it's going to cost $1,000. And you're like, oh, I don't have $1,000. I only got 500. And they'll say, oh, well, that's okay, I'll give you half the cast. You know, that's not going to fix it. You got to have the whole cast. And so that's kind of the idea here, is it's like, if you feel like you're just going to lower your price, then that's going to be a big problem. And then the other problem of lowering the price is, well, sometimes people will say, they'll put some sort of urgency into the offer now. Well, they'll say, hey, you know, okay, you know, I was saying it was going to be $1,500 to do all this stuff, but, you know, I'll tell you what, if you say yes today, I'll do the whole thing for, you know, just $1,000. You know, well, big discount there, right? You know, knock $500 right out of the price if you say yes today. And so, but again, that's the whole problem. It's like, can you actually do the work for $1,000? And if you could do the work for $1,000, why were you offering it for $1,500 before? You see? And so like, the reason, if you're serving a client, the reason you're telling them it costs $1,500 is because it takes you $1,500 of time to do the stuff that matters for them to get the results they're counting on you for. And if you only have $1,000 of time into the project, you can't do all the stuff, which is why you said it was $1,500 in the first place. And so if you lower your price points because you're negotiating, because you're selling stuff to people, you're going to find that you don't give yourself the opportunity to do the work required to drive the results your clients are counting on you for. And that's not a good thing for anybody. And so, but when you make this shift into this serving concept, then what you'll find is these types of problems sort of vanish. And so, you know, don't put this kind of time-sensitive urgency into the thing, because, you know, if you could have done the work for, you know, $1,000 instead of $1,500 before, offer it for $1,000 right from the get-go, because that's what they need to solve the situation that they're in. If it really legitimately does take $1,500 and you accept a cheaper client, you don't give yourself the opportunity to win. No matter how it works out, somebody's losing out. Either you do the work that you would have done for $1,500, except for you only charge $1,000. So now you're burning yourself out. You're not actually hitting your income goals. You're doing more work than you can handle. You can't sustain it, but you're still doing it anyway because you're a good person and you want the client to have, you know, the best thing. On the other hand, if you just do, you know, a third of the work, you know, or chop off a third of the work, and you don't actually drive the kinds of results that your clients are looking for, then it's, you know, you don't win in that way either. So no matter what happens, you just can't win. So looks like somebody just posted a question. The question is, I just turned away a client with three websites that needed to be combined into one. I stated my price was $7,000 to $10,000, and she balked, but said she's sure it was well worth it. We can't survive $1,000 websites. It's just not sustainable. I now have $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 projects lined up. Well, there you go. That sounds great. Another comment just came in, says, Lee, you should also tell the audience about avoiding fixed fee projects, how to convince a potential client that a fixed fee is unreasonable to expect because there are too many variables. So yeah, so fixed fees, you know, the way that you handle the price points is definitely a factor to consider for sure. The concept of fixed fees is we should definitely talk about that, because I actually recommend in some cases, in a lot of cases really, providing a fixed fee cost for the projects. But again, that kind of dives deeper into what we're going to be talking about. Oh, and by the way, the reason I read the comments out instead of just reading them silently quickly to myself and then providing an answer is because if you're looking at this on the podcast or whatever, you wouldn't have the context of what the question is. So I like to read them out so that I can then provide the answer. But yeah, the fixed fee thing is a really important point, because one of the things that we're going to get to here right now about the serving mentality is you provide the full solution so that you know what the variables are, because you're coming at it from a different perspective. So a lot of times, selling versus serving, when you're selling something to somebody, the relationship begins to devolve into the client telling you what to do and you trying to do an awesome job at it. And so what that means is that you say, the client is really providing the leadership at that point. They're telling you what to do, how to do it, when to do it, what needs to get done. They begin to introduce other variables that mess around with your pricing, which is why fixed fee products or projects in the context of selling can really go awry quickly. Scope creep becomes a big problem, and you know, that's a huge issue. So the concept behind scope creep is another thing that tends to vanish a little bit, at least, if not entirely, when you move out of the selling into the serving mentality, because you are now the one in control of what happens. And the bottom line is, you know, especially with those nitpicky clients, haven't you ever had the clients where they're like, you know, change the font, the font's too big, the font's too small, put a different picture, I don't like that picture of me, can you add a different picture, you know, I don't like this color palette, change the color palette, whatever it might be. If that's the kind of feedback you're getting, the reason you're getting that feedback is because the client feels like it's the responsibility for success is on their shoulders. And what I'm suggesting is you bring the success, you bring the leadership, the authority, the experience, the years of experience in many cases, and the vision to drive the success. And ultimately, again, your client doesn't really care about the website. If they're beginning to dive deep into the weeds, that is a huge signal that you're not in this serving mentality, you're in the selling mentality. Scope creep becomes a massive problem. And here's the thing, it's not you can't really even blame the client, especially if it's a high ticket investment, because if you're putting all the effort and all of the responsibility on them in order to come up with a success, it's only natural that their brains are going to freak out and tell you to do this, do that. Oh, let me see it before I can make a decision. So then you do all the stuff, and then they see it and they don't like it. And then you got to go change something else. And so it's, you know, they're feeling like, oh man, if I'm going to invest $5,000, I better make sure it really works out. You know, I've got to, you know, come in and say a lot of stuff and really provide leadership. And the problem is they don't know how to provide the leadership. They don't know the real answers. They don't have experience in this area. And it's not really what they actually want anyway. And so, I'm thank you for leaving those questions and comments, because those are really critical points with regard to making this shift. Because if those are some problems that you're experiencing, then shifting into this other type of mentality is a fundamental transformation. I say that a lot. I don't want it to lose its meaning because I say it so often. It's not just add one more thing to your business and now it's better. It's fundamentally transform your business and now it's better. And so, for example, what I'm suggesting here, and again, I totally understand this is not for everybody, but if you are the kind of person who has the mindset of wanting to provide leadership to your clients, then you want to come alongside and be a business consultant that also has the technical chops to pull together all the things you're consulting about, that's the kind of relationship and business structure that I'm talking about. And if you feel like you need some help in one of these areas, there's basically three areas we're talking about. We're talking about technical tools that drive business outcomes, you know, developing a really nice, robust set of technical tools that you can implement that drive business outcomes. So I'm not talking about like sliders on homepages. I'm talking about, you know, drip campaigns, sales funnels, e-commerce, helping people get calls booked, increasing brand visibility, getting more revenue in the door, you know, helping people figure out additional revenue streams and how can you implement that online, because that's the kind of stuff that makes a difference for a business. That's what I'm talking about with regard to technical tools that you can implement for your clients. So that's thing number one. Thing number two is marketing strategies. Where, you know, how do you talk about your business in a way that resonates with your clients, that solves the kinds of problems that they're really trying to explore, as opposed to just doing the selling. So the reason we're having this conversation right now about selling versus serving is it really impacts your marketing, the way that you talk about yourself. And then the third part is the business structure. And what I mean by that is, how can you get your business into a position where it's making recurring revenue? And so you don't have to find new clients all the time because you can keep working with the clients you already have. That's going to leverage your time in so many ways. You can charge higher rates, so you don't have to work as many hours to make as much money. So you're leveraging your time that way. You're doing less free work and more spending more of your week doing billable work because you've got these ongoing relationships in place, so you don't have to hunt clients. You don't have to write proposals that get rejected. You don't have to go to all these networking meetings all the time. You only need a handful of clients that you can serve in a very deep and meaningful way. And that's going to really give you the business structure. So we're talking technical tools. We're talking marketing strategies. We're talking business structure. Yeah, there we go. 1, 2, 3 right there. So excellent. So that's really what we're talking about with how making this transformation towards serving fundamentally transforms the nature of your business. It changes the objections you get. It changes the pricing. It changes the way you view yourself. It changes the value of what you view. It changes the way clients view you. It sets you apart in a fundamentally different way from everybody else who's still out there selling websites like it was 5 years ago, where you're just trying to offer, you know, X number of web pages for whatever number of dollars or whatever, and of course, not getting any results from it. So there we go. So let's move into what are the problems with selling? We've kind of just kind of dialed into a couple of them based on some of the questions here that came through. But the problem with selling, there's basically, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 of them that I want to go through. The first one is you're potentially offering solutions to problems that your clients don't even have. And so what that looks like is, you know, maybe you are really good at SEO or something like that, and that's one of the services that you offer, but your client already is doing just fine. You know, they're already showing up great as for local searches or whatever. And so, you know, maybe, you know, you're offering to fix a problem that they don't find to be an issue with what they're doing. Or maybe if maybe you can make their site load faster than it currently loads, but their site already loads fast enough. And so it's not really a big deal. It's not really going to make a difference. And so a lot of times, when you get into this selling mentality, you think, oh man, I can do better than that. I can make that site load like 50% faster, but it's already loading fast enough or whatever. And so it's not really a problem that your client has and is willing to invest a high ticket price into fixing. And so that's kind of problem number one. Problem number two, which is related but not the same thing at all, is you might be offering a solution to a problem that your client doesn't own. And what I mean by that is, if you are telling them what the problem is, you own the problem. They're just trying to understand what you're telling them. So, for example, if the website's not mobile responsive or mobile ready, whatever, it's not, you know, it doesn't look good on a mobile device, and you find that out, and you go and then tell the client about that, and they didn't know it previously. Now you're trying to convince them that it's an issue and why it's an issue, and you're trying to get them to understand the problem. And it's legitimately a problem that they have, right? So it's not like what we just talked about, where you're offering solutions to problems they don't have at all. These are problems they actually legitimately do have. They just don't care about them, and so, or they don't understand them. So it's now your job to sort of try to make them understand them and start caring about them so they'll pay you to fix them. And that is a low ticket approach to onboarding clients, because you can't get clients to spend a high value amount fixing a problem that they don't own, and because you own the problem. Now you can get them at a low ticket price. You know, they go, okay, well, let's fix it at a cheaper price or whatever. But if you want to start offering these high value, long-term relationships, that's going to be a hurdle to overcome. You can't do it with that type of a marketing package or that type of structure behind your business. And so thing number two is offering solutions to problems clients don't own. And the way you know if they own the problem is if they tell you what the problem is, that's a problem they own. If you tell them what the problem is, then you own the problem. Whoever's telling what the problem is, that's the owner of the problem. I don't know if the word own is necessarily the best word to use, but I couldn't think of anything better. But it's like, you know, who understands and possesses the actual problem? And if you are telling the client what the problem is, they don't own it. That's what I mean by that. And so that's kind of thing number two. Thing number three is you're making the client connect the dots between what you are offering and what they really want. And that's a bit, that's a telltale sign of selling. If you're, and what you're doing is you're saying, these are the things I can do. These are the kind of results you can expect from what I do. Do you want to buy it? Now the client has to think, if I buy it at that price, then how am I going to, am I really going to get the kind of results that I'm looking for? Like, if I do this at this price, will I get the real results? Whereas if you're serving your clients, it doesn't work that way. It's a much higher level thing. You're actually addressing the actual problems that they really have. You're not asking them to connect the dots. You're telling them if you follow this path, these are the types of results you're going to get. And that's a fundamentally different kind of concept. So, OMG, this is gold. Thank you. High five for you. Boop. So, I totally agree with that comment in the sense that, you know, this is what it takes to onboard high ticket, long-term relationship clients. And those are the kinds of clients it takes if you want to drive a six-figure business. But if you want to burn yourself out charging $500 to do way more work than you can handle and constantly search for clients all the time, you know, then keep selling websites to people. That's a great way to do that. Or, you know, keep selling all these services. But if you make this transformation, you're going to find that you're going to have fewer clients. You're going to have more deep relationships, more fundamentally transformative relationships with your clients. And it's going to be, you know, just significantly better all around for everyone involved. And so thing number three that we were just talking about problems with selling is you're putting the burden on your client to figure out if the services that you're offering with the results that you're suggesting that they'll get at the price point, is that going to get them the kind of result that they're really looking for? They have to figure all that out. They're probably not going to be able to do it very well because they're not familiar with the stuff you're doing. You know, like if you're working with a chiropractor, for example, and you're talking about, you know, optimizing their page speed and various types of tags and responsiveness and whatever, they're not going to be able to figure that out. It's going to be a hard thing. They're going to get overwhelmed and they're going to tell you know what, let me think about it. And that is your code word for no. So that's a big problem. And then, of course, all of that leads into the fourth big problem of selling, which is you have to handle all sorts of objections. For example, like last session, we talked about all the different kinds of objections people give, like the most common ones, and, you know, why are clients giving you those types of objections? Go back and check out that video from last session, and you'll be able to get back up to speed on that if you missed it. But just off the, you know, just off the top here, you know, some people will say, hey, you know what, we don't need a new website. You know, why don't sell me a new website? I don't need one. This is an example of how the problem that you're offering to solve is not a problem that your client owns, because you're thinking, oh, their website's terrible. It's not doing all, you know, not doing X, Y, and Z. And your client is thinking, I've already got a website. I just bought one. It should be fine. And so now you're trying to give your view of the problem to them. You're trying to get them to understand the problem that you own. big problem to do that. It's not going to result in a high ticket investment. It's going to be a low value offer, and you're going to have objections like, we don't need a new website. Or they'll say, you know, Facebook is working just fine for me. You know, we just have a Facebook page. That's all we need. We don't need a website. You know, we just post stuff on Facebook and it's great. And so then you have to overcome that objection and say, well, the reason that your solution is better than a Facebook page is X, Y, and Z. And then again, you're putting it on them to say, if I actually make that shift, will I have a better outcome for my business? And again, low ticket offer, or let me think about it, or that's too expensive, or I can't afford that, or we'll get back to you, whatever it might be. So there's that. And then the third one is, this is out of our budget, right? So like if you ask somebody to spend $5,000 on something, that's a pretty heavy price tag, especially for local businesses. But if you're saying, hey, if you spend the $5,000, it could eventually be $15,000 or $50,000 or something like that. If you're offering a positive return on investment, everybody can afford it. The key is, can you actually connect the dots in a way that makes people understand that what you're offering is going to make a big difference for them? And if you're selling stuff, you're putting it on them to sell themselves, basically, on your offer, and it's not going to work out. It's going to be a low ticket offer, and it's going to burn you out. You can't hit these income goals in the way that we're talking about here if that's what you're doing. So you'll get the objection of, this is out of our budget, we can't afford it, you know, whatever. Another objection that comes up all the time is, we don't get clients from online searches. And so now it's a lot of people will often say, oh, but you actually do get clients from online searches, or they'll try to put some fear into the equation and say, but your competitors are online, so you have to be online too. And you begin to just go down this rabbit hole of issues that don't actually apply to them. And so you're beginning to sell solutions to problems they don't own. That's back to the point that we were talking about before. And these types of objections are, they're just very difficult to combat, because they're actually real objections, and it's not serving the client at the level that they really need. And then the final one is the I need to think about it, also known as the no answer. And so what I'm talking about, one of the huge differences between selling and serving is, when you get to the point where you're asking the client to make a commitment, if you're selling something to them, you oftentimes get the I need to think about it objection. What that means is, they're going to try to take everything that you just told them, they're going to try to connect the dots on their own to figure out if they do the things you suggested at the price that you're commanding is actually going to get them the results that they want. They need to go back and legitimately think about it. I understand that. It's not a confusing thing, but that's the kind of objection that you're going to get. On the other hand, when you're serving, you don't get this kind of objection, because the question in your client's mind is not whether or not your offer is a good price point, or, you know, they feel like this is whatever you're offering is the thing that they need. They're not thinking about that. What they're thinking about is, like, say, for example, like right now, for example, one of the things that I offer is the Double Stack program. I offer to help people develop a business for themselves doing WordPress consulting, and, you know, with the goal of making $5,000 to $10,000 per month, restructuring your business in a way so you have technical tools that can drive business outcomes. You have the marketing strategies that attract these high value clients. You have a business structure that you can run and scale and hit your income goals with a reasonable amount of work for yourself, all of those types of things. And so the question doesn't become, do you feel like the price point is right, or do you feel like you want to do that? The question becomes, would you like a business like that, or would you not? Like, would you like to get out of burning yourself out, selling cheap projects, finding clients that stress you out, you know, not being able to afford to do your best work because you have to race through your projects all the time? And would you, like, how much longer do you want to do that? And if that's not something that you want to do, if you want to actually transform into, you know, $5,000 to $10,000 of consistent dollars per month, you know, with a job that you love because you love the clients, you love the markets that you're in, you've got, you know, these great long-term relationships. The question doesn't become whether you feel like, you know, you want to be involved in the Double Stack program or not. The question becomes, do you want to stop stressing yourself out and start building the business that you really want? That's the question. And that will be the question for your clients too. They're not going to say, do I need a better website or whatever? They're going to say, how much longer do I want to go without getting the kind of clients that I need? How much longer do I want to go without hitting my income goals? How much longer can I stay open if I can't attract the kind of clients that I can help? And so That's the question that you want your clients to be considering, not whether or not a responsive website's going to increase their revenue, because nobody can answer that question. It's not even a good question to even be considering. The question is, do they want to keep suffering, and how much longer do they want to do it? That's the kind of concepts that we're talking about here. And that's the difference between selling and serving. It doesn't come down to price. You don't have to lower the price. You don't have to put some weird time-sensitive incentive or whatever. And like, if you do it today, I'll do it for $500 less or whatever. You don't have to do that stuff, because that's not what the client is considering. The client is thinking, man, I've got this problem. I need to get out of it. How much longer do I want to wait before I get out of it? That's the kind of mentality that comes along with it. So so the final thing I want to talk about is, and we're kind of going long, so I'll try to keep this quick, that serving will build a six-figure business while selling will burn you out, is basically the point that I'm trying to make. And we kind of already talked about this, so this is going to be pretty quick. But if you're selling your client, if you're trying to sell your services to clients, then you're basically begging them to hire you. And that's not a high-value mentality. That's not a high-value mindset. That's not going to instill confidence. That's not going to bring leadership. You know, so if you're begging your clients to work with you and you feel like the scarcity is on the side of your clients, or where can you find these magical, high-value, awesome clients? They're just so few and far between. You know, and as soon as you find one, you just got to jump on it with all you've got. You and I need to talk about some mindset issues if you feel like that's the case, because the opposite is true. There are thousands of clients out there that desperately need help from people like you and me, who fundamentally understand the problems they're going through and can offer comprehensive solutions to solve those problems for them. And so you're not begging your clients to work for you. They're begging you to work for them. And so that's a fundamentally different, transformative way to view your business, the value of what you've got, all of those types of things. Fundamentally different. You're not begging clients to hire you. And instead, you're bringing leadership and confidence and integrity to the table. That's usually, if not always, missing from the way that most web designers interact with their clients. Now, I don't mean to say that they're bad people. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying that just because they don't have leadership, confidence, and integrity, that somehow they're immoral. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that if you don't bring leadership, it's not going to instill confidence. If you don't have confidence, you're not going to get a high-ticket investment from your clients. That's what I'm saying. Most of the time, web designers show up at the meeting and they just ask the client, you know, tell me what to do and I'll do a really good job, the best I can, doing it. And that's a perfectly fine thing to do in terms of morality. I mean, that there's nobody's intentionally trying to do anything bad under those circumstances. It's just not going to get results. It's just not going to get you the clients you want at the prices that you want. It's not going to allow you to do your best work. And therefore, you're not going to be able to generate the kind of results your clients really need in that mentality. And so when you bring leadership and you bring confidence and you operate at this higher level of integrity, that fundamentally transforms your business. So that's kind of thing number two. Thing number three is, don't discount your rates to win the job. And if you're selling, you're going to feel tempted to discount your rates to win the job, because what will happen is you'll offer what you can do. You'll tell people what the price is. They'll kind of balk at it for a little bit. Then you'll kind of get into this price negotiation situation. And then you'll probably end up either doing more work than you can afford to do, that's going to burn you out, or you're going to end up doing a half job that's not really going to get the results that your clients need, and that's going to burn them out. So, you know, don't do that anymore. And instead, offer comprehensive solutions that really drive the results your clients need, and charge a price that enables you to do it at that level. And when you do that, you're going to find a huge world of difference with your business, with the way that your clients view you. You're going to be set apart from everybody else. You're not going to be making this, you're fundamentally changing the caliber of your offer, is basically what you're doing when you make this shift. And then the next thing is, you're going to put some standards in place for who you want to work with and who you don't. And because, again, you're not begging people to hire you. The opposite is true. They're going to be begging you to work with them, because you are the only person that they can find that has this comprehensive serving mentality, that has their best interest in mind. And so that's a really big difference. I can't even underscore enough how big of a difference it is to put standards in place so you don't have to accept every single project. And in fact, you know, one of the things that people will say to me is, you know, how much does it cost to work with you? And I'll say, it doesn't cost anything. You know, until I fully understand that I'm going to be able to help you and you can, and I can deliver the things that you need, everything is, nothing's for sale until we hit that point where we make sure that it's a good fit for me, it's a good fit for you, and, you know, it doesn't work out some of the times. That's a great thing to, it's a great thing to have in place, and that's going to help you avoid these toxic clients too. So put standards in place. And then the final thing about serving versus selling is it develops these long-term, deep relationships with your clients. Those are the most rewarding, the most satisfying. They're also the most beneficial from a financial perspective because you don't have to constantly hunt for clients, which is, you know, you lose money doing that because you're doing all this work for free, hunting for clients, when you could be fundamentally transforming other people's businesses by doing the kind of work that we've been talking about. So there we go. This has been a pretty long conversation, but it's so critical. And I really wanted to come here and invest the time to share this and talk about this stuff with you guys, because this is the most critical shift you can make in your business. And so if you want to learn how to serve your clients at a higher level than ever before, you want these deep client relationships, you want ongoing, you know, monthly types of retainers coming in from your business, and you want to figure out how to present what you're talking about in a way that really resonates with your clients so that they're the ones begging you to work with them rather than the other way around, that's the purpose of the Double Stack program. And on top of that, I'll talk to you for 45 minutes about it just to see if you feel like it's a good fit for you. And so if this is the direction that you really want to be going, head over to doublestack.net/call and set up a time to talk to me. That's what you can get on my calendar right there. And by the way, it's specifically with me. It's not, you know, somebody else or whatever. You and I can continue on this conversation. And one of the frustrations I have in this large setting is I don't have the ability to really dive in specifically to an individual person's situation because we've got like, what, almost 1,000 people here. So all that is to say that if you want to talk about how to start implementing these things into your business and you want to get the technical tools that drive business results, you want to have the marketing strategies that differentiate you from everybody else because you're bringing leadership and confidence and integrity at a much higher level, and you want a business structure that you can scale to, you know, $5,000 or $10,000 per month or whatever level that you want with a workload that's not burning you out, that's what I can offer for free. And we'll talk about it for 45 minutes. And, you know, as we begin to dial in like your marketing and, you know, your price points and developing some step-by-step, you know, plans to get you where you want to be, if it turns out you want my help implementing these things into your business, we can talk about the Double Stack program and see if it's a good fit for you. If you don't want that, you just kind of want to, you know, move on and kind of do all this stuff on your own or whatever, that's totally cool too. The reason that I show up here is because I love to help people. I love to give back. That's the same reason I go to WordCamps, same reason I do meetup groups, all of that stuff to just help people make this shift from selling into serving is basically the fundamental shift we're transforming people's businesses into. And that has so many different side effects too. You become a business consultant instead of a WordPress developer, but you still do the WordPress development. So what I say all the time is stop being a WordPress business, start being a business powered by WordPress. And so if that's the kind of shift you want to make where you're actually driving results, being a business consultant, and you've got the technical chops to pull off what you're talking about, give me a call. So go over to doublestack.net/call. Just pick a time that works for you. You'll get on my calendar. We'll talk for 45 minutes and we'll figure out how to get you into the kind of business that you've really wanted at the price points that you really deserve so you give yourself the opportunity to do your best work. So head over to doublestack.net/call. Pick a time that works for you. Right after that, you're going to see a little form to fill out with your with a link to your website and a little bit of information so I can learn about your business before we get on the call. And then we'll talk about all this stuff. So that's what we got. Thanks so much. Let's see. I missed a couple of comments. It says, selling already burned me out to the point I just stopped wanting to build. I've always wanted this type of business. Definitely going to take this advice seriously. So yeah, so if that sounds like you, give me a call and we'll figure out how to get things going in the right direction for you. Another comment says, happened to me yesterday. I told the client that I'm not a used car salesman and my rates are not negotiable. Felt so good. So yeah, absolutely. So I totally agree with that whole point. Like the rates really aren't negotiable, but they're also not the point of negotiation. The real question comes down to, do you want to keep suffering or are you ready to get this fixed? And if you're ready to get this fixed, let's do it right now so you don't have to keep suffering and we can really get the ball rolling in the right direction immediately. So another person says, Remarkable took a lot of notes and just booked a call. Awesome, booked a call. Thanks a lot. Looking forward to talking to you. And if this sounds like you, definitely please do book a call. On the other hand, if you're not actually serious about this, please don't book a call because it's just going to block people from getting access to the help that they really need because I'm the one who takes all the calls and my schedule is therefore limited. I can't do it all day long every day. Excuse me. And so if you're not actually serious about this and you don't really care and you're just kind of dabbling around, then you're probably not to the point where you need to be booking calls yet. So if you do want to get the help and actually start, you know, increasing your revenue and all of those types of things, definitely book a call. Don't go another day, you know, struggling on your own when you could absolutely be fixing this in a very short period of time. So there we go. Doublestack.net/call. Oh, one last comment came in. Lee is a fantastic coach. So if you booked a call with him, you're going to benefit tremendously from his advice. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. This has been the longest conversation we've ever had in one of these groups. We're up to almost 50 minutes here. So, but it's been really energizing for me. Thanks so much for all the comments. And I'll look forward to seeing you guys next week. And one more comment just rolled in. I was thinking about being your secretary. I'll be your call screener. Absolutely. That's funny. High five to you guys. Boop. Awesome. So, definitely book a call if you want to talk, and we'll be in touch again next Tuesday at 2 p.m. In between now and then, if any questions come up, if you have any thoughts about anything, leave them here in the comments. I'll be keeping an eye on that throughout the week. High five for everybody. Boop. And we'll see you again next Tuesday.